I'd like now to welcome Argos McCallum, Jojo Sena de Tarnoff, and Mary Meir, who are all with Teatro Paraguas. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
So we have had Teatro Paraguas on the air quite a number of times before, but Argos, for those who don't know the group, tell us a little bit about what this theater company does.
Well, Teatro Paraguas does bilingual theater here in Santa Fe. We've been going since 2004. We've done about 16 or 17 shows, mainly at El Museo, but various other venues as well. We're kind of a colectiva of theater artists. We have interest in poetry and drama and music. We've done a number of original shows, about 9 original shows, and we've just got our own home, our own little warehouse, which we're turning into a theater, a small studio theater, which is also where we will be building our sets and rehearsing. And
that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, we're very happy to have gotten this far.
Where is it?
We're over in what's becoming fast known as the South Side Theater District. We're over near Home Depot, but we are neighbors to Theater Work, another group here in town that's been going for 12 years. And The Wise Fool is around the corner, and they're very famous. I'm sure listeners know Wise Fool.
Trapeze and scarves and clowning and all sorts of good
things. That's right.
So this whole concept of bilingual theater, there are bilingual people in Santa Fe, and there's probably more of them in Santa Fe, Spanish and English, than in most places. But at the same time, the vast majority of theater goers are more, monolingual English?
Well, I guess it could be characterized like that, but I think the thing is that those who have Spanish as their first language perhaps have not had the opportunity or the no company has dedicated themselves to doing theater that's bilingual. And so
you found there's an audience.
Yes, we are developing an audience. We've kind of found our own niche here in the theater scene of Santa Fe.
And we're actually getting more and more of the natives involved, it seems like, that did not know that we had a bilingual theater company. So I think more and more, as they're finding out, they're starting to come out of their, because the natives don't really go to the theater, the natives I'm talking about, like the ones that have been here since the 1600s,
But so-called Hispanic Santa Fe.
Yes, which I am one of. And we have a few other members that are also natives of Santa Fe, and the more and more we're getting word out to our families and our relatives, they're starting to figure out, there's a place for us to go now. So that audience is also coming to us too, I think.
What is the prevalence of Spanish speaking at this point in that native population that's been here since the 1600s? I know that Spanish was kind of stamped out for a while,
yes,
but then there was a resurgence.
And I'm one of those victims, actually. My generation, when I was a little girl, we all spoke Spanish. My mom's family, my dad, everybody, they all speak fluent Spanish. And when I was young, apparently, I did as well. But as we got put into school, especially public school, we were told no Spanish. You got to be English speaking. So
in the school system, particularly.
Yes. So unfortunately, many of us, which I've talked to recently too, really are having a hard time with it now that we weren't able to keep up. So therefore, me being involved in the bilingual theater is helping me to get back to that. And so the older Spanish speaking are loving it, and the ones my age are loving it because it is bilingual. And,
there's a real resurgence in the language. We just did a performance at the 400 at Marcy
the
Park.
The 400th anniversary
yes.
of
yes.
Santa Fe.
Yes.
And while there, I was walking around, and there was a wonderful project that the Poet Laureate of Santa Fe had started, which is about family circles. And I talked to one of the women there, and they have started a circle. She was a principal at a high school here. She started a woman's circle where they are speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't have it. And mm-hmm. now she wanted to learn it. So there is a real impetus to get it back and to intelligent groups
yes,
getting
is.
Together to...
Mm-hmm.
make sure it's not lost.
And, of course, Teatro Paraguas is doing plays and readings and so on that are of particular interest to the local community. For example, the stage reading of Robert Benjamin's play, Parted Waters, is coming up not this Friday, but the next one, Friday, this 25th of September, at this new studio, which we'll give the address of it at the end. Mm-hmm. And that is about the whole question of crypto-Jewish identity in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's an issue that's becoming very popular. People are exploring it at the moment. It's estimated that 1 in 10 people in northern New Mexico are descended from crypto-Jewish ancestors.
Jojo Santa de Tarnoff is pointing at herself.
I'm pretty sure we were too.
Are you just outing yourself?
No, I'm just because we were. I was just having this conversation with my Jewish husband, and he's a Russian Jew. But he was. We were looking that up, and we're thinking pretty much our families do come from that sort of situation.
Yeah, the Jews, of course, during the Inquisition in Spain, a lot of them converted in order to escape being put to death, and a lot of them also then emigrated to the New World. And when the Inquisition showed up in Mexico City, you know, they came further north, trying to hide their identity as crypto-Jews. And I understand from Robert Benjamin that the Inquisition never even got to Santa Fe in the year 1662, and had some trials. So it's a history that is ripe for being explored at this point.
And this play does so. Do you want to tell us, without giving too much away, do you want to tell us a little bit about the play?
Well, it concerns three generations of Hispanic men. The grandfather's still on the farm up north. The father is working for Intel in Albuquerque. The son is running for state office against a Jewish woman who's his opponent. Her daughter is actually Miguel's campaign manager, and an unintended slur during the campaign, during a debate, kind of triggers this avalanche of the revelation of the fact that the family is crypto-Jewish. Even within the family, certain members knew and certain members didn't. That's how volatile an issue it really is. And Robert's play was commissioned by the Arizona Jewish Theater and performed last year. He's had a number of readings in Albuquerque here and in Arizona. And it's quite a very strong play.
Now, Jojo, when you just were saying that this is something that you're looking into, how did the questions of identity are something that people talk about just endlessly, this whole sense of who I am, which is
right.
Something that everybody tries to spend their whole life figuring
sure.
out, and nobody ever knows who they are anyway.
Sure.
But what does it mean to you if that's true, if you have this crypto-Jewish background? Does it change the way you live, the way you think about yourself?
I don't think so. It's just kind of exciting to know, because I didn't know that, in the first place. But I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it changes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, this play, Parted Waters, is a staged reading. Are all of you in it?
No, the actors are Angelo Jaramillo, Tom Romero, Lisa Friedland, and myself. And it's being directed by Fran Martone.
And so a staged reading means they have the scripts in their hands, but they're acting.
That's right. We're working with a certain number of props, and we have the script in our hand, but we have it rehearsed to the point where we really know what we're doing. It's not just a cold, dry reading. We're moving about on the stage.
And this will presumably be actually stages of full-on play at some point.
Teatro Paraguas is looking at it for a possible spring production.
Meanwhile, the next day, Saturday, September 26th at 7:30, and the 27th, Saturday and Sunday afternoon, is another piece, and that is Para Que Yo Me Llame Ángel González. That's a play. Is it a play or is it a reading of poetry?
It's we've always had a little trouble describing what we do, because we memorize the poems and then we use our actor skills to really explore the meaning of the poem. Ángel González is a Spanish poet. He actually died last year, but he's quite well known in Spain. He came. He grew up under Franco. When he died last year, every newspaper in Spain published his poems. He's very popular with the younger generation in Spain. And his widow, Susana Rivera, is a native of Santa Fe. Angel Gonzalez was a professor of literature at UNM from 1973 to 1994. And after he retired, he married his student, Susana Rivera. And she is now herself a professor of Spanish literature at UNM.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So Angel Gonzalez, when you read, so you're going to be basically having actors read his poetry.
Well, they haven't memorized. And so
I
we're
mean,
doing a little
recite
bit
recite his poetry.
Recite. There we go. We're doing some minimal staging. We also have the guitar of David Briggs accompanying the actors. And Susana Garrett will be doing some flamenco dancing as well. Angel Gonzalez was a great fan of flamenco and would hang out in the bars all night reciting poetry and watching dancing and having a great time.
When you read poetry in this way or recite poetry in this way, do you do the English first and then the Spanish or vice versa?
Well, primarily we're reading the Spanish, we're reciting the Spanish, and we're projecting the English translations.
Oh, interesting.
There are a few of the poems where
it's almost like subtitles.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's right. There are a few where we interweave the English and Spanish just because, in Angel's case, the poems are very dramatic. They tell a story. And he has a very dry, facile wit concerning what it means to be alive, the nature of time, and the nature of love. And he's
That kind of covers a lot of ground right there.
Yeah, well, Spanish poets do tend to do that. So
they're very dramatic.
Yeah.
We're talking to Argos McCallum, Jojo Sena de Tarnoff, and Mary Mir from Teatro Paraguas. So those are two of the projects. You also have another thing going on, which we will let people know when it actually is going to happen. It may or may not be happening very soon, but it's called Cuentos de mi Gente, Stories of My People. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, this is wonderful because most of our cast is our young adult. The A-team, we call them. They've been with us a couple of years now, so they're growing as they are in the theater company, and more of them want to, I want to be in the show. So normally the cuentos, we put in the young adults, most of the young adults, into the cuentos, because those are fun, those are stories. And one of them, Patricia Crespin, who was also the director of WAHA, We Are Hispanic American Women.
The author, sorry.
Right.
Thank you, Mary. Wrote a cuentos called Tres Pigletitas y Diablo the Wolf. And, of course, translated, that's The Three Little Pigs and the Wolf. But the story is about, now I know it through my mom and through her sisters, that this story happened at the line camp in Tezuque. I don't know if you know where that, it's a, what's it called now, Mary?
It's a gallery now.
But it's there in Pahuaque, right as you're getting to Pahuaque. Right on the left-hand side. And it used to be called the Lion Camp, and everybody used to go dancing there. Everybody used to go. But there's a story, with the Catholics, we have Lent. And in Lent, you can't really go out and do things. You need to really concentrate on yourselves. And the story goes that I don't know if it was an aunt or a cousin or something, but one of the girls or a couple of the girls in the family decided they were going to sneak out on Good Friday and go to this dance. And, they weren't, the mother and everybody, no, you can't go out in Lent. It's wrong. It's a sin. You can't do it, And so they sneak away and they go to the dance and apparently meet into the devil. And scare them, and it's a whole story about that.
Well, what do you expect if you go out during
that? I know it, see? And so we've intertwined, Patricia's intertwined it with The Three Little Pigs and The Wolf. And it's very much, I don't know if you know what that means, but very Zoot Suit. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, but, you know.
Like 40s style?
Yeah. You know, with Orale, you know, and the whole thing like this with the suit, you know, and the wolf is real, and the three girls are the pigs, and the and so it's really, really, really cute, and that's going to be our first story. You want to talk about the other two?
Oh, well, some of the cuentos in our repertoire, we've done now three productions of cuentos. Another one is Encaje y Espuma, The Good Sister and the Bad Sister. It's kind of a what they call a morales.
They're all morality tales so far.
Yeah. And then
things you tell your kids to try to get them to behave well.
Exactly.
And then Joe Hayes gave us permission to stage his story. It's not his story. It's originally a Russian story, but he's made it popular in the area. The Day It Snowed Tortillas. So we have that on the bill as well.
Which, by the way, we should say we are performing those two cuentos this weekend in Las Golondrinas for the Renaissance Fair.
To raise money for Open Hands, the Renaissance Fair that's at Las Golondrinas.
Excellent. So people can find out more about that. We're going to give the website in a couple of minutes. I didn't know they had tortillas in Russia.
There's tortillas everywhere you go. They're just not called tortillas.
So, but that's the, one of the story that's sort of universal and has the universal trickster character in it and all
that's
of that.
That's exactly. Yeah.
So how do you get young people involved in Teatro Paraguas to be the next generation of actors doing this?
As they look at me. Well, I've been working with children forever in Santa Fe, for a very long time. I'm with Rebecca Morgan with the Southwest Children's Theater. Which is the longest-running children's theater in Santa Fe. Over 20 years now. I had to give her a little. Because the kids do come from her training. I've worked with them before. And they've expressed interest, and especially the natives of Santa Fe, the kids that are natives, in being part of our company. And how did they get started? In one of the cuentos, I think. In La Culebra. Mm-hmm. We had one of our first cuentos. We said, well, let's use children. Let's use children. It'll be really fun. So I said, well, I think I know a few kids that might be involved and that would like to do this. And they sure enough were, and they are now our A team. There's about five or six or seven of them now. And so we have our young adults, and they especially love the cuentos, and they're learning everything they can behind the scenes, you know, and festivals and makeup and everything, and they're just wonderful.
And speaking fluent Spanish on stage.
Yes, they are. They're speaking Spanish.
Yep.
Now, Mary Mir, you are not only a founding member of Teatro Paraguas, but also an actor, director, writer, and poet yourself. How did you get involved in all this?
Well, we founded the company in 2004, and the first piece we did was a dual one-act. Argos directed a piece called Fortunato, and I directed a piece which I adapted from a short story written by a local writer called The Ballad of Susio's Frog.
That's right.
And that is was seen at that time by one of the programmers from the National Hispanic Cultural Center. So they would like us to perform it there, and we'll be doing it in February. With a larger cast, and we're going to incorporate the kids, and it's a great story about a campesino from down in Hatch who has a big chili field. He has a big field, and his mojados are coming across the river and stealing stuff from his field. So he's decided the best way to handle that is to go and find his friend who has four PhDs. And get him to find a geneticist who can make him a gigantic frog with teeth that will scare off anybody from stealing from his field. And that's all well and good until the frog eats an FBI agent.
And there the fun begins.
It's
a very fun show.
It is indeed.
With puppets, a gigantic frog in it, and yeah. So
all of this is happening at Teatro Paraguas, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention that the Angel Gonzalez poetry event is going to be happening this coming weekend in Albuquerque at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday at 7:30 and on Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. So, and all of these the poetry reading is free. Now, let's talk about the new space for a moment here in Santa Fe. It's at 3221 B Richards Lane. So that must be off of Richards Avenue?
Mm-hmm. Richards Henry Avenue Lynch. When it turns into Henry Lynch Road.
Right, so not down where the Santa Fe Community College is. Oh, no, because if you go down there, you'll never find it.
Exactly.
It's off of Cerrillos Road.
Or off of Agua Fria.
Or off of Agua
Between
Fria.
Agua Fria.
Between
Agua Fria. Okay. And Rufina.
Yeah. Yes.
And what's there now? I mean, if this is a new space, I imagine that there's dusty spider webs and a lot of gray cement.
Well, I think we got rid of the spider webs.
We did. It already looks like a theater.
We've got a light grid. A light grid's up. Argos built a beautiful stage. We had a good team come in and get the light grid, and we're about ready to go. In fact, we have another show coming up where some artists will be doing their show in our space, and that should be interesting. It's called At the Edge of the Village, which will be a multimedia piece with three dancers who will be doing poetry and interpretive work. That should be really good.
They were also involved in the Violeta Parra show.
Violeta Parra show.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our members.
And that will be the last weekend of October.
October.
Around Halloween.
Halloween weekend and the next weekend. So six shows. That'll be six shows.
Wow, I didn't realize we had all this going on.
And we will, of course, announce all of these events here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. If you want to find out more about Teatro Paraguas, you can go to teatroparaguas.org. And if you can't spell it, go to my website, santafe.radiocafe.org, and I will link straight to it. Argos McCallum, Jojo Sena de Tarnoff, and Mary Meir, thank you all so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Quite a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz.